know.
I brought the two of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we left off yesterday. We began to discuss the issue of yichud in terms of not regular biological relationships. So what would that halacha be if a couple adopts a child? So adopts a child at a very, very young age. Would there be a problem of yichud in subsequent years with this child? So the pashas advarma is that yes, there would be a problem. That even though the family has raised a child from an infant, but the pashas advarma is that there would still be a problem of yichud. One maybe could argue that not. Maybe one could suggest that maybe the issue of yichud, since it's a function of the fact that we're really chashed, that they're going to be chote, maybe one can argue if you adopt a child as mamash an infant, so then that yetzahara, that taiva that would usually be associated, maybe isn't present. So maybe one could argue that. But the mice of any post can assume not that way. So what do you do? Well, for mice, what do you do with it if there's a real problem of yichud? So Rav Moshe has an interesting kula, which is some of the shitasa, what we spoke a little bit about in the past. If you remember, Rav Moshe has this idea of yichud that if we can somehow create a deterrent, even though it's not an official chazal-oriented deterrent, that could also serve as a matter of yichud. So Rav Moshe develops this cloud. When you have a couple that adopts a baby, so Kozman, let's say they adopt a little girl. So Kozman, if the wife is around, if the wife is literally around in the house, then of course it's more tishul imro. But even if the wife is not around, the wife goes to work, or the wife's out of town, the wife goes on a trip, so it's so understood that the guy, the husband, the adopted father, is not going to be violating any averus with this girl, that this will mamish break up his marriage, the wife, bezudis, it's crazy, it's not shayach that such a chait would take place. So Rav Moshe suggests maybe that in of itself could serve as a deterrent. So Rav Moshe was makel that calls down that the wife is alive. If the couple gets divorced or if the wife dies, then Rav Moshe says, then the issue yichud is chazal mekayim. If calls down the wife is around, so then that gufa could serve as a deterrent. So others who disagreed with Rav Moshe's yisrael, like Rav Zalman, who said, we don't make up new deterrents like this. If it's not Pesach Pesuach, it's not Ishtawim or not Balabuy, if it's not an official formal chazal deterrent, ain't like a lachadish deterrent to me. So they wouldn't buy into this. There were others who were very concerned with this, who felt that there would be a very serious problem. You have to go with the regular klalim of yichud, which would make very, very difficult practically to adopt the child. So again, those who adopt children, I think Mamela relying on Ramosha's school. I don't know how to practically do it otherwise. Well, that's a different story. If you adopt a non-Jewish child, then you have to do it based on Zachar Memshul Bafanav. So you convert the child before and when the mamash a baby, and then when they turn bar bas mitzvah, and then if they're not moche, then they become Jewish.
Remember that. Better to hang a kula to a
non-Jewish,
to
the one. No, the baby retroactively will be Jewish. No, he's still Jewish. He's Jewish retroactively. It means if it turns out at the age of 13 that he's happy with it, it turns out he was Jewish from day one. That's some sofer writes in Shuvah. Otherwise, how could he ever touch wine?
Right.
So yeah, that's for sure true. What age is considered to be the cutoff point for the Yisr Yichud in terms of the youngest age? So the Rambam writes that the cutoff point of whoever the Shirbiya is. So since there's Allah Moshe Messina that 9 years old is the Shirbiya for a boy and 3 years old is the Shirbiya for a girl, that's when the Yisr of Yichud kicks in as well. So this becomes very, very problematic. If a babysitter is, if a boy babysitter wants to babysit for your little 4-year-old, that's going to be a problem. Or you have a 15-year-old girl wants to babysit for your 9-year-old, that's going to be a problem of Yichud. That's what we generally assume Allah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Malaysia throws out a possibility, which he doesn't really possibly like. He throws out a svar that maybe the Shir Yichud should change for his manazah. He thinks that maybe this was true in the olden days, that people got married very, very young. So before the Shidduch crisis, so girls were getting married when they were before 12 times, right? And even though the Gemara says in Kiddushin, lechatchil, you're not supposed to marry off your daughter when she's a ketana, but Lamaisa, they used to do it. In the days of the Rishon, they used to do it because of a lot of technical problems. So it was considered to be normal to get married very, very young. So Moshe writes that maybe Bisman HaGemara, when people are getting married very young, so if a girl is going to be Mazan, they can be Mazan with a little 5-6-year-old girl, so she's not going to think it's anything so crazy. I mean, she's not so out of the ordinary. Moshe Ein Kein, Bisman HaZeh, the girls aren't getting, kids aren't getting married until much older. So for this little girl, she's going to start to talk. She's going to babble and she's going to tell on you. So maybe that creates like a shtickle mirsas. This again, Rav Moshe Lashitasa, that maybe mirsas plays, maybe we can make up new mirsas bisman as that. So Moshe toys plays around with this for a little bit. I think that most of the poskim don't accept it. Even those who accept Rav Moshe's idea by mirsas in general, this particular one they don't accept. I think Rav Moshe himself wasn't even so convinced that this is true. So I think we should just follow straight in Shulchan Aruch that 3 years old is the cutoff point for a girl and 9 years old is the cutoff point for a boy. Is there any cutoff point later? Let's say an older person? So the Pashas, we don't find any cutoff point. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes in a And a tshuva that we don't find the Chazal made chilukim between how old the person is. So is there an issue yichud with a 95-year-old woman? Probably yes. It's highly unlikely there's going to be any chayit. It doesn't matter. Low proof. We don't find that there's any such chiluk. Rashom Zalman writes in a tshuva that he was asked to Shaila about a woman who was in labor. So she had to be driven to the hospital by an ambulance driver where the husband was a chlesnish. So there was a Jewish ambulance driver there. So wanted to drive this woman in, was in labor, and they had to go through some deserted area or something. So the shayla was, I've got a problem with yichud. Putting aside the pikuach nefesh, not an issue of yichud. So it's that true that Rav Shlomo Zalman speaks about the issues of cars, where he disagrees with Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv. But in the middle of that tshuva, so he raises the possibility, maybe there's no yichud with a woman when she's in labor. Who's going to be chaytid? Who's having contractions? That we're going to be chaytid with her now. So Shlomo Zalman says, but ain't lo l'chadish gzeres kulos b'atzmei. We don't find the chazam in any chilukim. So even though it's highly unlikely there's going to be any chayt, that's the way it is. So that same svar is true when it comes to a 95-year-old woman. Also, this the stomach going to be a real iser yichud. If whatever you have yichud with a man who's very, very old, and the man can't even come to the kishayeva anymore, then maybe you could argue that the whole iser yichud is a gzeira atuvia. It's a gzeira derais, a gzeira derabana, whatever it is. It's not shayach. It's not physically possible for that maisa be anymore. So maybe you can argue maybe that wouldn't be included in yichud. Maybe that could be potentially be helpful. Sometimes you have situations where you have, let's say, an older man has to have somebody take care of him. Sometimes it's hard to find the man to take care of him. Sometimes you have to have a woman take care of him. So that it could become one of the possible kulas in terms of chazichah. Maybe you'd have to create pesach pesach, which is rapins, whatever the case may be. But anyway, as a general rule in terms of age, so once the boy is 9 and the girl is 3, that's an issue yichud the other boy. Children can sometimes help us in terms of a surah yichud, that a child can serve as a shomer to permit the yichud. Say you have a man and a woman being the yichud together, and you have another child in the room, and you have a child in the room, so that child can sometimes solve the yichud problem, depending upon the age of the child. If the child is very, very young, I'm sure baby, they don't know what's flying, then they're not going to solve the yichud problem. How are they going to serve as a shomer? If the child themselves are old enough to be mezana also, then they're also not going to solve the yichud problem. If it's an older boy, so it'll be like two boys and one, two men and one woman, okay, so that'll be whatever the klum of yichud are. But if it's an older girl, let's say it's an 11-year-old girl, so that's not going to solve the yichud problem. It's going to make it from a yichud with one woman to a yichud with two women, so that's still going to be awesome, the Mishnah says. But if you have a child, a boy or a girl, who's right smack in the middle, it means they're old enough to understand what's going on, but they're not quite old enough to themselves to want to be a chotei. So if you're at that stage, then they could solve the entire yichud problem. They could be matad the yichud, they could serve as a shomer. That's what the Gemara uses the phrase that they're yodea tam bia ve'ena mosra atzvun l'bia. That means they understand a little bit what bia is all about, but they're old enough to talk, but they're not old enough themselves to want to be chotei. So what age does that become? That's the good window of opportunity to be matad the yichud. So the poskim say it has to be, they have to be old enough to understand what it means to be undressed. That means they realize when you see somebody undressed, that's something that catches their attention. So the post can give us as a good barometer. If the child runs around the house undressed themselves, so they realize, so they clear this child doesn't understand that they're like other mechav kodemachay. They think below is most yashu. So once they're old enough to reach that point of busha, they realize they're embarrassed. Like my kids, the kids in the bathtub, and somebody rings the bell, so they jump out of the bathtub and run out without a towel on. So that's already, that's not quite reached the age of Avusha. They would not serve as a shomer because they wouldn't sense anything funny. They see a couple bring mazat, the other, they wouldn't think twice about it. But if they're already old enough, like the old kids, hopefully the older ones already past that point, but when the kids reach, 5, 6 years old or so they start running around the house also undressed, but yelling tzniyas, tzniyas, and they throw a towel around themselves, so then okay, then already they're in the parasha, then they're old enough. So again, it depends on the child. Usually around the age, 5, 6, 7, around that age, they're usually old enough to be they understand a little bit of what's going on, but the eight or most ask them to be, but they're not old enough to have any etzaharas in this area yet. So give or take that age, that would be a good shomer in terms of hilchas yichud. That's what we usually do at al chasana. But if the chuppah need us, usually throw a kid into the yichud room. Post can point out, you can throw an adult in also, you can throw another man in there also. It's just it's a lay off, it's these reasons. So they usually try to find the kid who reaches around that age to be matter the Yisr of Yichud. Anyway, so I think we pretty much summed up what we wanted to talk about in terms of Hilchas Yichud. I think you're in a question. Anyway, so tomorrow's Thursday, so not Sunday, we said is a free day, whatever Sunday is exactly. So I think we'll pretty much make a siyum on the Halach Shur for the summer. That's it. Thank you.